Kovac! Lieutenant Dawes rushed into the room with two uniforms behind her. The uniforms joined Logan in dragging and shoving Kovac back across the room toward the hall. Dawes was shouting in his face. Kovac was so angry he couldn't make sense of her words. Out of the room, Logan pushed him back against a wall. What the hell's the matter with you? He shouted in Kovac's face. Kovac shoved him back. This is all him, he shouted, pointing at the now closed doors to the den. She's gonna die because he didn't have the balls to stand up and walk out. That's enough, Dawes shouted at him. Not another word. Kovac held his hands up, forcing himself to lock down the fury. He was breathing hard, sweating like a horse. Logan stepped back, doing the same. Dawes glared at Kovac. What is this about? The girlfriend's brother, he said. The third guy at the bar was the girlfriend's brother, a porn actor. I don't care if he was the devil himself, Dawes said. What's the matter with you, coming in here like that? What were you gonna do, beat David Moore to death in front of his attorney? You're out of control, detective. Kovac walked around in a little circle, rubbing his hands over his face. He was shaking as the rush of adrenaline recycled itself. Go home, Dawes said. Kovac looked at her. Go home, she said again. This is my case. You need to step back, Sam. Now. He held up a hand, still pacing. I'm all right. I was out of line. You were way out of line. I can't have you threatening people. You'll be lucky if Moore's attorney doesn't demand you go before the Civilian Review Board. Fucking slimebag, Kovac said. What rock did he crawl out from under? It's Anthony Costello, Logan said. He crawled out from under a very expensive rock. Kovac shook his head. Great. David Moore can have his wife kidnapped and murdered. Tony Costello can soak up Carrie's money to defend the asshole, and I'm the one in trouble. Yeah, that's how the system should work. You're making this personal, Sam, Dawes said. You know better. Kovac sat down on the stairs, put his head in his hands, and let go a shuddering sigh. I'm fine. You need to take a break. No. Sam, don't send me home, LT, he said, looking up at her. I won't go. This is my case. Carrie Moore is my responsibility. I won't walk away from that. Don't try to make me. He looked at Logan, standing near the front door. Logan was watching him with eagle eyes. Dawes' cell phone rang. She took the call, walking away. $25,000 to a hitman, Kovac said. That should buy him 25 to life, right? Can you connect Moore to the hitter through the money? Logan asked. Assuming that's what's going on. I don't know. We need to crack open Moore's books. You think he's mixed up in the porn business? Looks like. Has to be how he hooked up with these people. Ginny Bird, the brother. Ivor's is involved in the movie business. Moore is in Ivor's pocket. Fucking creep. Documentary films my ass. He stared at the floor and blew out a breath. His heart was still pounding like a trip hammer. It was all he could do to keep himself seated on the steps. You've had worse cases than this, Logan said. Kovac looked at him sharply. So? So what's with the big blow-up? You know Carrie that well? I know she's my Vic, Kovac said defensively. I know she's my responsibility. And I'm pretty damn sure that asshole in the other room made her disappear. Do I need something more than that? I'm supposed to care less because Carrie Moore hasn't been raped and eviscerated and set on fire yet? Logan held up his hands. No, I just... Never mind, he said, turning toward Lieutenant Dawes as she came back from her phone call. Her face was grave as she looked from one of them to the other. We've found the nanny.